Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Final day of the boys state hockey tournament. XL Energy Center St. Paul. Consolation games at Aldrich in Maplewood. I had a chance to call both AA consolation semifinals yesterday, and the teams had contrasting numerals on their jerseys, so it made it easy for me. By the way, a quick rundown of what went on in 1-8 today earlier. St. Cloud Cathedral beat Hermantown 3-1. By the way, Cathedral also should win a trophy for those sweaters they wore in the championship game today. They were just phenomenal. Warroad beat Montemedi 4-1 this morning at the X for third place. Consolation over at good old Aldrich. It was Orno beating Northfield 1-0, the final there. And then, of course, in AA, they'll award a championship tonight. Chan Hansen against Edina. And joining us to talk about that and the tourney is David Levesque from the Star Tribune, online at startribune.com. David, good to visit with you.
Good to visit with you, Steve. What's happening?
First of all, consolation games over at Aldrich, there were some people that said, oh, you know, I don't know about that. You know, they used to be at Mariucci Arena. Aldrich, I love the building. I love calling games at Aldrich Arena, so I'm a bit biased, but I thought it was a great venue, and it was fun. For those AA consolation semifinals yesterday at 11 a.m. And 1 p.m., both games were on the blowout side, but there were still, you know, good crowds. The building was almost full. It was a fun atmosphere, and once again, I love the rink.
Yeah, it's appropriately sized for the consolation games, and so it's a fun way to go out if you're playing in those games, because you've got it's not the X, of course, but you've got a pretty loud building, and that creates a good environment for the games.
Yeah, and by the way, earlier Centennial beat Elk River Zimmerman, a Northwest Suburban showdown. Cougars win it 3-2. The final third place game, Grand Rapids, Creighton Durham Hall, underway at the XL Energy Center. Creighton Durham Hall comes in as a 5 seed in Section 3. They kind of got run over early by Chan Hansen. The Storm make it to the title game. And then, of course, Edina too much for Grand Rapids, and it will be Edina and Chan. And I brought it up with Jess Myers, and it's so true. As Lou Nanny says goodbye to 60 years in the television booth of the tourney, how appropriate that the Edina Hornets are playing for a title in year number 60.
Yeah, it's very much so. That was just a few years ago when the high school tournament turned 75. Who won that in 2019? Edina. So
yeah,
they just seem to find a way to rise to the occasion when you've got the different milestones with the tournament or with someone who's integral to the tournament's history in Lou Nanny.
Yeah, and David, a lot of people say, well, you know, Edina, but this goes back a long, long time in the game, back to the 60s. And the one thing you can say about Edina, phenomenal youth program, the gold standard of youth programs here in the state of Minnesota. They're just generating, boys and girls, generating a lot of talent out of those three rinks at Braemar. It's incredible. A lot of homegrown talent there. And, of course, you had the legend Willard Eichler, and now Kurt Giles has taken the torch. I mean, you got to tip your cap to what they've done at the youth level, through the high school level, and then, of course, the girls program as well.
Yeah, you're right. And one of the things that I think is an ultimate tribute is by Grant Clafton, the coach of the Grand Rapids hockey team that Edina beat in the semifinals. And he said that it's a heavy team. It's a team that can skate, but it's also a team that they make their own breaks, and they work for everything they get on the ice. So I thought that was a pretty good tribute to some sort of tradition of hardworking kids. And yeah, you know, fine, we call them cake eaters, haha, you know, we have a good time with it. But the reality is that they, you know, Grant's right. They work hard, they make their own breaks, and that they can't be as good as you've been over the years not being that way of playing.
Yeah, and Kurt Giles is, you know, was for people old enough to remember, is an NHL career. Is almost a perfect fit because he's such a no-nonsense guy and so straightforward, and the teams play hard, as you pointed out. I mean, you can't argue with their effort night in and night out. I saw him at Aldridge against Hill Murray earlier in the season, and it was like, you know, these guys battle every shift. You have to admire it.
They really do. They really do. They're relentless, and they talk about the history with Edina, and I think the history is that they come in waves, and that they are you can't really differentiate the first line to the third line, and that's not to say the first line is weak. It's just say the floor doesn't drop out when you get to those lower lines, and that's part of the reason they're great. They can keep coming at you.
Yeah, and they've got good balance, some good young kids. Mason West, who was the quarterback on that team that all made it all the way to the championship game, a prep bowl before losing to Centennial. He's a terrific player and just a sophomore. I just can't get over how good a player he is. But, you know, once again, it is Edina, and they bring up great players every year. And then on the flip side, you got the Chanhassen Storm in the tournament. A lot of great players. They had a phenomenal year. They knock off Minnetonka in the section final. And here they are trying to get to the summit tonight against, you know, the program in boys hockey.
Yeah, Kurt Giles was in the media room last night talking about the win over Chanhassen, but also what was to head now in terms of playing Chanhassen tonight. And he said, you know, because much was said about this is the first Chanhassen team to get to state, so they don't really have any experience on their side like Edina has. And he said, well, he says that, you know, the way I see it, I've watched them play. I saw them play Minnetonka over at Braemar. I've seen them a few other times this year. He said they're not nervous. They're not nervous about anything. So he said it kind of seems like the experience thing is kind of a wash in Kurt's mind, and it may very well be, but we'll find out tonight. They have probably as good of a goalie as Bertram is for Edina. Chanhassen has Cam Hendrickson, and that he's definitely the favorite to win the Frank Brimzak Award tomorrow, and he's certainly a great place to start with in terms of the strength of Chanhassen. So that's a very good team.
Yeah, and they have elite goal scoring, the likes of Christ and Lee, and then, of course, Uhlenkamp, tremendous speed, really, really an impressive team. But I mentioned this earlier, and I'll say it again. The gold numerals on the white jerseys for the semifinals were an absolute nightmare. From the Al Shaver press box down to ice level, I told Jess this earlier, and I'll say it to you, David. I said to my play-by-play partner last night on the radio, I said, I got no shot here. These numerals are really hard to read, almost impossible, especially down in the corners. It was crazy.
Yeah, there was a few years ago Centennial had an outfit like that, a jersey that was, I think there was some stripes involved. It's just very hard to read, and I thought to myself at the time, boy, that's going to be a nightmare for those that have to call the game on radio, because I didn't actually think Chan Hassan was that difficult, to be honest, but I do agree with what you said about St. Cloud Cathedral today. I thought those jerseys were just spectacular. Beautiful baby blue with the gold numbers and the darker blue to trim. Just to really, really pretty jerseys.
Well, and they tucked in the old Fighting Saints logo on the front. I mean, those were dandy. And my producer, Josh Wheeler, he says he's got someone in mind for a gift on that sweater. Those would sell. Those were really good.
Yeah, it's a good-looking sweater.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And David, you did a book a number of years ago, and I know we talked about it. I think it was released in 2020.
It was.
Tourney Time. And it's been updated. And tell us more about it. I know hockey fans everywhere picked up the original Tourney Time, but what are they going to see in this revised and updated edition?
Well, for those that didn't get the first edition, what made the secret sauce of that book that we put out was we wanted to bring the color and the personalities out in the various teams that won the tournament over the years. And so each chapter was a different championship team, starting in 1945 and going all the way to 2019. And then a few sidebars in there about people that maybe didn't win a championship, but you can't tell the tournament story without them, like a Phil Housley, like a Doug Wu.
Yeah.
So we took that format and we just kept it going. We picked up and started with 2020, and then we went through last year, the 23 tournament. So four chapters were added. The price point is the same, actually. So the book is you know, expanded. It's also got a couple of sidebars, modern sidebars, I think you'll be, if you loved everything you loved about the first version of Tourney Time, that storytelling is intact for the second version. And the other thing I like is that we have some more single A presence in this version. We have a chapter dedicated to Mata Medei winning the 2020 championship. We have a sidebar dedicated to Mata Medei, a player theirs, the 23 championship, a story that's really never been told about the challenge of his journey as a player. And then the other sidebar we have is about from 2022 is about Hermantown. And so it's about Patrick Andrews. Because all we had in Hermantown in the first book was just sort of the lunacy of Bruce Plante and the Vanellis at St. Thomas Academy, and that's all fine and well, but we said, let's do something proper, because Patrick Andrews was a product of the Hermantown system, and now he led the program to a title, so let's actually give Hermantown his due. So there's a lot of single-A presence in the new chapters that are added, and I think that people are going to enjoy that, and it's going to continue to be well-received.
Yeah, and no doubt, David, and this is one of these things where you could probably do another one a few years down the road, because I think for the appetite for this tournament, in the history of this tournament and all the stories associated, I don't think that's ever going to go away.
That's what I said. You know, we want to do this every 5 or 10 years. I'm game.
Yeah,
keep it up to do with 100. You know, we're just going to have to figure it out, though, because this book's already pretty damn heavy. So we have to figure out a way to, I don't know how we're going to do it, but it's been fun. It's been a real treat to keep telling the stories and to see the way, you know, because now you got more of the modern day stuff that you're talking to everybody about. And even with the modern day kids, they light up when you're asking them about the tournament experience, and they're just really just proud to be part of the tournament fabric. And as an extension of that, they're proud to be included in the book, and we're happy to have them.
Well, David, continued great work on that. Continued great work in the Star Tribune. And once again, a double-A third place game underway, double-A title game tonight. It'll be Chan against Edina. It should be a dandy. A couple of very talented clubs going at it at 7. And, of course, Ludani signs off after 60 years in the booth. So there's some great storylines tonight.
There absolutely is. And I should point out, to purchase the book, you can, of course, go to Amazon.com, but if you would like signed copies by Lauren Nelson and myself, you can go to – all you got to put in your web browser is legacy.hockey. That's it, and then that'll take you to the site that has a place you can order the book. There's information there. First of all, you're going to get a signed copy by both Lauren and I. And secondly, there's a place in there where you can put a dedication. So if you're giving it to yourself and you just want to, or if you're giving it as a gift, you could dedicate it. And so that's probably the best place to get it. And but yes, it is available through Amazon. It's also available through the website of our publisher, the Minnesota Historical Society Press.
All right. Well, good to see you yesterday. And, of course, continued good work, David. Always good to visit with you.
Also, very much a pleasure. Thanks, Steve.
There he is, David LeVay, Star Tribune, startribune.com. And we got the revised and updated edition of Tourney Time available, as he mentioned. You can find that online, as he mentioned a moment ago.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.